For the encouragement, review, critique, and only educational purposes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents...
We're back after a long degradation of Magic Monkey Mania number 15, and I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host.
And I'm Jersey Mike, your junior host, and the great thing about this is we saw these guys live, but it's been almost 2 months. Time just went, but you know what? They put on one hell of a show.
Time has flown, and I kind of got a surprise for you. Okay?
Awesome.
So we were talking about how Mickey and Mike were doing Me and Magdalena live.
Yeah.
And you brought it up, well, why don't they just do it? Maybe let Peter sing it, you know?
Yeah.
And how I've kind of mentioned, I've said, I think somebody in the Monkees camp does listen to our podcast because you mentioned this.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't they do it and let Peter sing it?
Don't tell me Peter sang it.
Here it is. Me and Magdalena, wow, with Mickey and Peter doing it from September 24th. I think you planted the idea in their head, Jersey Mike.
Well, that's good. That means...
You get paid nothing!
Yes, but that's okay, though, because somebody's listening to our creative side.
Yeah.
And that's what we love. Free, creative side, like the radio days of the 50s and 60s.
So here we go. This was live, Mickey and Peter doing Me and Magdalena.
Everything lost will be recovered.
What do you think, Jersey Mike?
I think I love the way they sang it, the way they shot it from the left side, directing on Peter. And I'll tell you what, if anybody's listening out there, we have a long list of followers who love the Monkees. So,
oh, hardcore.
It is really good stuff. That's all I can say.
So, I mean, from the date, the 24th, we saw them on the 17th ballpark. We came back, did our podcast, got it posted. Somebody somewhere, I think, in the Monkees camps is listening. Maybe we should throw another idea out.
Yeah, to why don't you guys just hit us up and give us a smile?
You know what I would like to hear? I would like to hear them do a medley of Davey's lead vocals on some of his songs. I'd like to hear maybe Valerie, a little bit me, a little bit you, pumped into, wrapped up with Look Out, Here Comes Tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what I would like to hear. I'll say that again. I would like to hear Valerie worked into, then a little bit me, a little bit you, and then I would like to hear, what did I say?
A little bit me, a little bit you.
That was the second one.
I don't know. Who's on first?
Look Out, Here Comes Tomorrow. Those three in that order. So do that as a medley, guys. I'd like to hear it.
That sounds good. I just want to hear Daydream Believer and Last Train to Clarksville somehow intertangled in a mix of, like, just something out hypnotic that will just, like, like that DJ Davy Jones does.
Yeah.
Just the way he meshes it. Come
on,
guys.
Kind of like the way they do words.
Yeah.
When they present that.
Yeah, you guys are
awesome.
That's
pretty psychedelic.
Hit us up. So, Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
@gmail.com. So we've been reviewing and playing tracks from Mike Nesmith's solo album, 1968, Wichita Train Whistle Sings.
That is an awesome tune. I love that.
This is all the orchestra of all
the
songs.
You know, we're coming up to almost 50 years on that song in a year and a half. Isn't that hard to believe?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
You like that? Yeah. It's been a long run. So we're at track number 5 on the album. This is the song called Don't Cry Now. And, you know, you can go out and still find this LP out there in the market, Wichita Train Whistle Sings.
I wonder if there's any, like, bootlegged copies. Remember those?
Well, they did. Mike Nesmith did release it in 1977, or re-released it in 1977 on his Specific Arts label.
Oh, wow.
On CD.
But I wonder if there's any people that actually have bootleg stuff from their concerts that actually went and recorded this. There's got to be something out there from
something
the 60s.
Something from
out.
Would have been neat if there was something from an outtake, like in the track when he drops the guitar.
Exactly.
But anyway, so let's hit it off. Here's Don't Cry Now.
Don't Cry Now. We'll be right back. I don't expect that to be on a monkey's track, though.
No, I mean, it's... It, as we said, it starts out, it sounds like it's all Foggy Mountain breakdown into the, you know, here's a story about a man named Jim, but then it gets into like something from Disney's Song of the South.
And then it just completely makes you like, you have like a Z, what do you call that
commercial? Like a little lullaby part. Like,
you have your, remember that the people with the hat, what do they call them, their night cap on, their night hat. You have to take, like the night night shirt and stuff, and they're just sleeping, and all of a sudden you hear that, come out, like, oh my gosh, that was crazy.
So I like that one. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So, I mean, if you go to look to buy the original album or even on CD, you're going to find a price range between $4.50 and $22.
You know what? I wonder how many people still have, like, you probably fall under this, or your mom and dad. How many people in their, like, attics or their basements or their garages actually have, like, monkey memorabilia they don't know is, like, cool, like tickets, a playbook, you know what I'm saying?
I have a lot of stuff that is still put away, and I'm slowly dredging it up.
Wow.
For good reason.
That's pretty cool, though. But, you know, I wonder if any of our listeners has that out there. I put a test to anybody or a challenge. If you have anything, hit us up and tell us what you have, because I think that would be pretty cool for our
podcast. That would be interesting.
Oh, I got a comb that somebody left somewhere. Back.
Something that is unique on its own.
Yes, exactly. Get in contact with us.
I remember I had, it was a set list. It was when Davey did Teen Idol Tour with Bobby Sherman and Peter Noon. There was the set list that had his shoe footprint on it.
How'd you get that?
I just waited till after the show and went up and reached up on stage and pulled it off. Wow. It was at Oaks Park.
Pretty
in Portland.
Cool. Wow.
I think I sold it eventually. So it brings us to our third song. Have you ever heard? Peter Tork, Peter Tork has done the song "Your Love Is Lifting Me Higher and Higher."
Yeah, I heard that.
It's been mostly a Peter solo song.
Okay.
Rarely have they ever made it a full band monkey song.
Oh, wow.
With Davey and Mickey staying on stage and the rest of the band doing a whole ensemble horn thing. So here, from 2001, here's the full band doing Higher and Higher.
You came and listened to me. sing me one more time. Yummy. Sounds so good. All together.
I like that one a lot because normally it's a Peter song, but it's now after they did that, they engulfed it into a Monkey song,
which is awesome. But I'll tell you what, Davey, man, I love it. He just says, me, me. That was hilarious, man. These guys good. Are awesome.
The way, I mean, you got Mickey starts singing more backup vocals near the end. They're both whole playing guitars, Mickey and Davey. It's just one of those rare Monkey tracks where you get the full band going on it.
Really cool.
So, King brings us to our next track, track number 6 of Wichita Train Whistle Sings. This is a song called While I Cried.
Thank you.
little bit of that. Like I was saying, plastic furniture in the 60s and 70s, when you went to your grandparents or your great aunt's house or something, you can sit there, but when it was hot, you would stick to it.
Yeah.
You'd be like trying to get up, like suck your ass out, you know? Like, suck up.
Now, you're probably wondering, how did we get from Mike Nesmith's Wichita Train Whistle Sings While I Cry to Jersey Mike bringing in plastic furniture?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's just like that era.
I said the beginning of that song. The beginning of that sounded like the beginning of Sunday Morning.
Yeah.
That horn stuff would come in very mellow like that in, this is Charles Carroll, and this is Sunday Morning.
And what it seems to me is that was the 60s, early 70s.
Yeah.
Your grandparents, great-grandparents, or your aunts and uncles, like, had all that stuff. You could picture them sitting there with the beehive hairstyles. Remember that? Everybody with the tinted glasses, you know? And then the big, oh, my gosh.
I don't want to admit it, but yeah. And you never understood what that Sunday Morning show was about.
I don't understand what the hell plastic furniture is about.
Yeah, I remember, because I was saying, my dad's brother had a one room where the nice furniture was. The kids weren't allowed in there. But we were visiting, so we were allowed to go in there. And it had those like little ripples in it, because it was all wrapped in plastic. And I thought I could entertain myself by pushing on it, because it would look like little buttons on those ripples. And it would be like a spaceship. Well, that lasted about 5 seconds, and I decided I no longer wanted anything to do with that plastic-covered furniture.
And now back to the Monkees podcast. We just had to go off and just do it.
That's what we had to do. That's what just came do up. It. So while I cried sitting on plastic furniture. So brings us to this week's mashup. This is a mashup where this guy, DJ Davy Jones, I found this stuff on the internet. It was done like 4 or 5 years ago. Don't know whatever happened to this guy, but his music's out there, and we've been featuring it at the end of each podcast.
And make sure you hit us up if anybody knows who DJ Davy Jones is. That way we like to turn around and hear from him live or somebody
that'd
who
be
knows
great.
Him.
Eventually, that'd be nice if we could eventually get in touch with whoever
he really
podcast, is.
And have a podcast with him and say, how the hell does your creative side mesh this stuff that is
that
so,
would be
laying
so
tracks?
Cool.
It really is.
So here is, this is called Ghost Websters.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Help, my tambourine is stuck and I can't stop it. That was pretty fitting. That goes pretty well, those two together.
Pretty cool, man. That guy, he meshes his stuff together. DJ Davy Jones, we want to hear from you.
I could probably go. What I should probably do is go back on the old message board where I found him, see if that message board is actually still alive. Because you know how the landscape of the internet.
Yeah, it just goes out to like outer space. Things just sit there. It was good for the time, but not now.
So that brings us to the end of this Magic Monkey Mania number 15.